Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon, and I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in live radio. Here's the key to the show. The key to the show. The key to the show. The key. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, all rolled up into one show. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day. Got some doozies for today. A little bit of Christmas material. I'm going to have to do one called The Misses of Christmases. Okay, good. Also, personal revelations of my life's insanities. I have a confession to make. I love doing that on radio. It's always fun. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't because we're not willing to spend.
I need about $350.
See? Now we need about $350. You understand? So we need to be willing to spend that. You understand? This is $350. Okay? Or $250.
How about just $250?
How about $250? How about, what about a dollar?
I gave him a dollar.
There we go. We're going to do the review of the goofy news to prove that Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. Humor that will also force you to think, why does he have a radio show? I don't know. Great question. We're asking life's questions about life's questions. And at the moment, we do have, in fact, a daily double. Question number one, do sheep get static cling when they rub up against each other? That's question number one. And then question number two is a much better question, one of the best questions we've ever asked. Ready? Do pigs pull hamstrings? Oh, where do you come up with that stuff? I can't tell you. Bible trivia for cool, yet somehow crummy prizes. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
You can't be standing there if you want to be a winner at musical chairs.
There you go. That could have been the funniest soundbite ever done on the show right there. We're doing that living life as a Christian thingy. Your phone calls more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Yeah, we got none of that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, it's just 2 hours of this. Wow! That's why the girls are. I took a
ride on a shoe. You're listening. David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
A new trend is sweeping through American churches. 58% are leaving the church by age 29. The light that burned bright is being snuffed.
Who said your light was little?
Come and see with new eyes who you really are. Join New York Times bestselling author Ted Decker on Wednesday, November 13th for a free one-night event about you, hosted by C3 Church. Never before has Ted spoken so personally about our true nature in Christ as illustrated in his new novel, Outlaw. No ticket required. Doors open at 6 with book signing to follow. For more details, visit theoutlawtour.com. Join Ted Decker live at C3 Church on November 13th. Read Outlaw and see who you really are. Available everywhere books are sold.
Don't miss Audio Adrenaline, Friday evening, November 8th, 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside.
Little hands, shoeless feet, lonely eyes looking back at me.
Audio Adrenaline, live, along with very special guest, Stellar Cart. The Kings and Queens Tour in their only San Diego appearance. Friday evening, November 8th. That's 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside. 3715 Oceanic Way, just north of Oceanside Boulevard. Get your tickets at calvaryoceanside.org. For information and special group rates, call 760-754-1234.
When he moves, you got to move, you know.
Audio Adrenaline and Stellar Cart. Friday, November 8th, 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside. CalvaryOceanside.org.
This is a public notice from Varango Solar. If you are a San Diego Gas and Electric customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, this could be your last chance to convert your home to solar energy for zero money down with the government rebate program. To see if you qualify, call 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800. The California Solar Initiative expanded state support of solar technology as part of the governor's Million Solar Roofs vision for California. A number of Southern California utilities have already been forced to shut down their government incentives due to budgetary constraints. However, if you are an SDG&E customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, rebates to Go Solar for zero money down are still available for a limited time. For more information and to submit your application for zero down solar before the deadline, please call Varango Solar at 800-951-5800. 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know, if you have that desire, you want to reach out to the show, reach out. All you got to do is send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Also, go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. And then follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because that's my handle. There we go. This segment brought to you by E. Cola, Termite and Pest Control, and our very own Sue Freeze, also known as the Termite Lady. How many people do you think get a live read that get sound effects in them? I don't think that many, huh? Anyway, her own son suffered from chronic asthmatic symptoms in part to chemicals in the house. When she got involved, she was like, that's not how we're going to do the business. E. Cola uses microwave, electrogun, and patented E. Cola heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out, without the embarrassment of tenting. 30 years in business. 30 years. What were you doing 30 years ago? $100 off any termite work that you might want to get done. $50 off any initial pest control that you might want to get operating in. All you got to do is call 800-332-BUGS. How do you not forget? I mean, how do you space that out? I got to call a pest control person. What's a good number? 800-332-BUGS. See, B-U-G-S, get it? You can also visit ecolatermite.com. Reach out to them, make some contact that way as well. But again, 800-332-BUGS is how you want to get a hold of them. By the way, Sue, our very own, has her own show on KPRZ on Saturdays at 4 p.m., Inspirational Material All. So very good. Good job. Oh, I just hit the microphone with the file. Did you hear that? Listen. Oh, that sounds like when I'm killing a bug or something. Like, oh, look, it's a bug. Die. Okay. Anyway, let me tell you what happened. I think you're going to be overwhelmed at this story. You're going to be just a little bit caught off guard. I am confessing. And some of you, sadly, some of you are going to be very, very disappointed in yours truly. You're going to be very disappointed. You're going to say, Dave, I'm disappointed in you. And I understand that. In fact, this is going to be so disappointing for some people that they're actually, I think I might disappoint 50% of the people that are listening. What do you think of that? That's how many people are going to be disappointed. And you're not going to be disappointed for why you think. It's when I explain it at the end, how it all makes sense. Oh, it happened last night. What's a Jewish guy who's trying to get to heaven do? Last night, unfortunately, I was watching the boob tube. Now, for those that don't know, the boob tube is the television. And it's why. It's because when we're watching the boob tube, we're being boobs because we're watching it. We're just like, bah. You know, it's like the mind box or whatever. And then there was a commercial, Robo, and it ran in two different spots, 1 minute apart. It was two different for the same thing. And then they ran it twice in 15 minutes. So there was four commercials. And I actually used my DVR, digital video recording thingy, And I rewound it so I could watch the last commercial again. I'm sorry for those that I'm about to discuss. I apologize. It's just that the commercial was that the McRib was back. So I had to make sure. I've always been a seasonal fan of the McRib. It's probably not the healthiest sandwich. I'm going to go out on a limb and tell you right now, it's probably not rib. It's probably, I'm not even sure if it's, you know, human consumption food kind of thing. It's a McRib. What do you want from me? But the barbecue sauce, is really good, and the bread is really tender.
A little slab of heaven.
It must be my guess.
Real pork.
My wife was looking at me like, what? She's like, I knew it was back. Like, how did you know it was back and I didn't know it was back? Usually it's on my radar way ahead. In other words, usually I'm reading magazines that there are papers or journals or something that tell me, oh, McRib's getting ready to make a comeback. There it is on television. I actually rewound the commercial just so I could say, look, oh, there it is, McRib. Oh, boy, howdy. Anyway, so for those that are all disgusted by me, I apologize. I can't help it. It was funny. But, you know, I hadn't seen it for a while, and I, you know, they make a mint when they bring the McRib out. You know that? They make a ton of money. You know, but I'm pretty sure that it's really just they grow grass somewhere that they're not telling anybody. And then they square it off. And those fake bone holes that are in there, they just paint it with like fake barbecue sauce. And then they take a pound of sugar and they just throw it on the thing and put it in bread and go, there you go, McRib. I'm like, whoa. And you can tell how popular it is because when Burger King did their rib sandwich, nobody knows what it is. They call it, it's the Burger King McRib. That's all you got to know. Yesterday, I did watch almost a full episode. I was almost proud of myself of the Bill O'Reilly show. And so I watched Bill O'Reilly. You know what happens? I mean, if I start talking about B.O., you know what happens? I start getting all rawr, rawr. And remember, I'm supposed to be softer, kinder, and gentler. That's the theory. So I was watching the Bill O'Reilly show, and it's, you know, when he's talking about politics and stuff, I really do enjoy the show, or when he's talking about other things, or when that Jesse Waters does those goofy reports, those are funny. I mean, come on, they're funny. What was Pope Benedict's last name? The girl goes, Arnold? Benedict Arnold was like, come on, if you don't think that's funny. Of course, they were at a college campus, so that should tell you everything that you want to know there. So I'm disagreeing, and I don't like it when he did the book. I still don't like it in regards to the book of Jesus because I think it's misleading. It's definitely, by his own admission, it's definitely anti-biblical. It's not pro-Bible, no matter what anybody says. He says that. He says, well, we write it, and the Bible's wrong. That came out of his mouth. So I have a problem with him from time to time and stuff like that. But at the end of his show, he did something that I thought was really good, and I'd like to pass it on because I think it's worthwhile. And this is what he did. And when something is said that's really good or really powerful, it's props for where the props are due. It's props for where they are actually due. And he was 100% in this one thing that I'm going to mention. He said at the end of his show that somebody that takes the time to write a thank you letter, or to a thank you email, a thank you letter, to send a card, to say thank you, go out of the way, that is much harder to do than complaining. And I want to tell you, that is 100% correct. It is much easier to complain. It is much easier to cut down. It's much easier to write an email that's got super negative elements in it and venting and frustration. It's much easier, much closer to the sinful nature than it is to write a thank you email. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for the encouragement you do give. Thank you for uplifting for at this time and doing these different things. That is absolutely right. And I will tell you that as a Christian, I think it bears out in our very own walk that complaining is easier for us to do than thanking. And especially when it comes to the Lord, it's easy to look at the circumstance and complain about it. It's easy to look at this and say, well, this isn't working. This isn't right. This isn't nice. This person didn't look at me right. It's easy to do that versus, hey, that person spoke something to me that really encouraged me. I'm going to take time to let them know how much I appreciate that. That attitude of gratitude, that attitude of appreciation, and man, I think that's a big word that's not used very often. Appreciation. If I could just get somebody like the famous Brian K. Smith to really, really know how much I appreciate him, then it would be great for him and he would feel better about himself and you know there's somebody on his side. Now, if I just take the time to do it, but instead I might end up complaining about him. It depends. It depends on whether he has popcorn or not. I don't know. But here's the thing. The thing is, we need to have an attitude of gratitude, an appreciation, a spirit of thankfulness instead of complaining. So you know how you got a spouse or you got a friend or you got a boss? Don't tell me that you haven't complained about them. The little bird has circled everybody, okay? Everybody talks. The little bird hears it. The little bird records it. Nothing we say escapes, just so you can know. If you've got somebody in your life, and you maybe you have done some complaining, you know what? You need to see what's good, and you need to be complimentary, and you need to make the effort. I need to do it. You need to do it. One of the things, and RoboPaul, tell me if this is true. I try and tell you guys all the time, I appreciate your work. I appreciate what you do, your sense of humor. So I mean, we try and do that a lot, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. We do some complaining. You know, but not a ton. But
just that one time.
Yeah, well. But here's the thing. The thing is, we got to work at it. We got to work at it. You know, your boss is a human being, too. I know it's hard to believe, but it's true. And my point to that is let's take that time. Let's take that effort. Let's make that commitment. Even if you just take 1 minute extra this next week just to make sure that you let somebody know how much you appreciate them. How much good? You know, if somebody does 99 great things and one bad thing, and all you can see is the bad thing, something's wrong with your glasses. Something's wrong. Okay? It's easy to point out the one mistake. How about the acknowledgement for the 99? That takes a commitment. That takes a mindset. That takes a thought process. That takes us putting energy and effort into it. Ooh. I'm kind of on a soapbox, right? Except I don't have any soap or I don't have a box. Oh, well, you know, it's the kinder, softer, gentler me trying to tell everybody, be nice. Okay. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I just got more fun. More fun for everyone. Don't go ahead.
Thank you, THANKYOU.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
You heard Sean Doan on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth here on KPRZ. You have a lot of financial questions. How can I save for retirement when I have so much debt? How can I protect myself from the IRS? How can I finally make some progress on my second mortgage? What can I do with the real estate I own when I'm upside down? Sean Doan is part of a family law firm that helps families like yours find hope again. You don't have to face these complex issues alone anymore. Make the wise call. Schedule your confidential free consultation with Sean today. Go to Sean's website for more at DoanLaw.com and register for an upcoming seminar. If you need wisdom on your debt situation, call Sean Doan at 760-746-4476. Here's Sean on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth, weekday afternoons at 6:30. Doan Law, San Diego's largest and best equipped to help your family find hope and freedom again. Call 760-746-4476.
Joey, there's an E. coli truck pulling up next door.
Nah, not to worry, doll. That's for the neighbors. These people haven't called nobody. We're the stealth termites. They don't got a clue we're here.
Actually, we do have ways of finding you, Joey. This is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from E. coli. Termites don't always make themselves known. During the summer heat, they like to lay low, but breed a lot. But here at E. coli, our expert, experienced inspectors know what to look for in your attic and foundation. If we find termites, we can use family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like E. coli heat, electric gun, and other non-chemical, along with traditional treatments to get rid of them. So call us for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Joey, that E. coli man is walking over here, too.
Wow, that ain't fair. Pack up, doll.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly and mother-approved. 877-332-BUGS.
What would you do if your church were surrounded by angry police and neighbors harassing you and your family? Or what if your pastor were placed under house arrest and threatened with eviction? You may not experience this in the U.S., but this is what's happening right now in communist Cuba. Pastor Denise is now confined to his home while police threaten him for leading an unregistered church. His crime? Leading a house church. And while his church members in Cuba face these trials, they have one simple request. Please pray for us.
Hi, this is Shelley Somerset, and I wanted to encourage you to visit a new website from my friends at the Voice of the Martyrs. The site is icommittopray.com. There you'll find Pastor Denise's story, along with the stories of other persecuted Christians needing your immediate prayers. Join with Christians around the world posting prayers for Pastor Denise and others like him. Please pray for the persecuted. Visit icommittopray.com now to add your voice.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Step out of the everyday and into the tranquility of the spa at La Costa, named the number one wellness spa in the nation. Come for a treatment and stay for the day. Visit the spa at La Costa in October and receive a $45 savings pass. Details at lacosta.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick check of the weather. Yes, we have weather. That's good. And then now on traffic, I am noticing there's a big blue dump truck on the road. Everybody be aware of that. A big blue dump truck. This segment brought to you by Zero Res and our very good friend Brian Holland. Zero Res uses scientifically proven empowered water. You know, it's like Superman water. It's empowered, right? The texts are prompt, polite, professional. I could tell you all that stuff all day long. You want to know what's going on? They came to our house. They did the carpets like 3 months ago. Fantastic. They were so good that KPRZ uses them here for the carpets and KCBQ uses them for their carpets. That's how good Zero Res is. That's all you got to know right there. We're using them. That's the biggest testimony you can get. You call 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100 for $99. This is their special. $99. They'll do two rooms, plus they'll do a 10-foot hallway. All you have to do is donate a can of food to a local food bank, $99. You'll also get the 30-day you gotta love it guarantee. So you call 858-486-4100 or you go to zeroressandiego.com. You will not, in any capacity, be disappointed with Zero Res. Okay? All right. All right, so in my right hand, I've got a DDD, Robo, and in my left hand, I've got the story that I've been waiting to tell for like 3 days that has to do with some politics that I think is kind of goofy. So the question is, am I going with my right hand or my left hand? Because I got lots of DDDs, but I got these stories that are also unique, so it's kind of – but I'm trying to be softer, kinder, and gentler. So I'm really thinking about which way to go. Yeah, lunch wasn't that good. I'm going with the story about the Gov. Okay, so here's what's going on. You know, we have a few favorites on the show, people that speak publicly and help create policy. I think that's very nice. And I think for all those people, see, I'm trying to be nicer, softer, all those people that really give a real good run and try and really serve the people, awesome. And I really think it's great when leaders in political arenas pray. I think that's great. I hope they keep praying and depend on God. That would be the goal. But this statement did come out the other day, and I never commented because I wanted to make sure that it was a correct statement. It came from our very good friend and often topic on the show, Nancy Pelosi. So here's what Nancy Pelosi had to say. She said that she was very happy that Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, has saved you and I from our lousy insurance plans. So I began thinking about that, and I have to think about things. I have to kind of process them. And so I want to ask a simple question, but I don't want to be, you know, mean. I want to be softer, kinder, and gentler. But my question is this. Ready? Who decides what's lousy? Who decides what a lousy plan is or isn't? So, for example, listen to this. Can the government tell me that the food that I want to eat, it's too lousy, so I can't eat that? Is that what that soda ban was all about in New York? So does the government want the ability to tell me you can't eat that? Does the government have the ability to say you can't play football? It's a lousy sport. You can't do that. Hey, here's my next two are going to blow you away. Can the government say, you know what? That's lousy media over there at Fox or over there at KPRZ and KCBQ. You can't listen to that. Do they get to do that? And then here's the big one. What if they say to us, that Christian faith, that's a lousy faith. You can't keep it. What happens then? What takes place then for the individual that you have to deal with? It's really quite striking if you think about it, because it's one thing for the government to try and help and to be supportive and to, you know, protect. And I think there's a lot of truth there. But I want to know who's the lousy czar. I mean, somebody's got to be a czar, right? That's got to tell you what's lousy and what's not. I mean, I'm just saying this, and I want you to think about this. What if there's a czar for college football and they deem that Ohio State is great and Michigan is lousy? Man, I'm moving to Canada. As soon as that happens, I'm gone. Like, that ain't going to happen. See what I'm saying, though? It's like, isn't that kind of a tough territory to go in? What do you think about that, Robo? Because it's like, that's a tough area, isn't it? That's a, like, wow, who gets to determine that?
It's a slippery slope, for sure.
Are there any slopes that aren't slippery? Can you name one slope that's not slippery? I mean, it's always slippery, isn't it? It's a slope. Goes down. It's just a thought there. I'm sorry I brought that on you. I just think it's a bizarre, like, really? Well, what if I think it's really good? I mean, look at the first time I had sushi, I thought it was pretty good. Now I'm a big sushi, a person who really likes sushi. Guess what my wife thinks? Sushi?
Lousy?
Lousy. Lousy. She doesn't like sushi. She's not going to like that stuff I'm eating. But that's okay. Isn't that okay? Right? I mean, is that not okay?
Yeah, at least more for you.
Well, this is why I love PETA. That's exactly why I like PETA so much. Because they make all these, first of all, they give you endless material for radio shows, which is really kind of nice. I mean, you get tons, you never get done talking. But then they don't eat the steak that I'm going to the grocery store to get. They don't get that big, you know, that big filet. And it's like, yeah, give me that biggest filet you got and let me put it on there. And I'm going to medium rare. And oh, yeah, I'm putting some garlic salt. And I got a little bit. Oh, yeah. I love that. But see, that's right, though. That's a good point. You know, everybody serves a purpose in this. Here's my theory on this. My theory is that as the government is moving definitely in the direction it's moving, which is less honoring for people of faith, if you haven't figured that out, we need to be praying more than ever. We need to really pray. We don't need to throw up that 1 second prayer, oh God help, you know, and that's all the praying we do. We really need to pray for our leaders. We need to pray that they would get a handle on what the country and the direction the country is going, because there's not a lot of people think it's going in the best direction. Now, I've told you before, I have a lot of opinions on that. I'm trying to be copacetic. I'm trying to wait on certain things, and I'm trying not to be so mean. But I don't want anybody else's opinion of lousy. Somebody might have thought the show Mannix back in the day was a lousy television show. I happen to think Mannix was terrific. And not only that, but I certainly here at the station, nobody really likes Star Trek Voyager as much as I do. I think Voyager is like one of the best ones.
I think it's pretty lousy.
See what I'm saying? By the way, in case you did not know, and I should tell you this is pretty important. Today is Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds Day. So if you didn't know that, that's a good thing to know. And here's the other thing. It's also Sadie Hawkins Day. You know what Sadie Hawkins is? You don't even know what that is? That's when That's when the real inspire, a real world Sadie Hawkins, it's a dance where girls ask the boys. That's what it is. So this is like, you know, this is kind of like some equality thing for a day. Just one day. Can't do it after that. Big thing to know about for today, which you did not know maybe, is that the Republican Party on this day in 1874 was first symbolized as an elephant in a cartoon drawn by Thomas Nast in the Harper's Weekly magazine. It was on this day in 1874. What I would say, I'm not sure where, you know, I mean, everybody has a theory as to where the elephant came from. I just think the elephant's a better symbol than the other symbol. It's because it's like, you know, one's an elephant and one's a donkey. You know what I'm saying? But truth be told, Dumbo, he got a movie, and Francis the Talking Mule, he got a show. So, you know, they both did okay. So it's not terrible. President Franklin D. Roosevelt won a fourth term in office on this day in 1944. Four terms. Four terms as a president. What do you think? You think we can go four terms with President Barack Obama?
Fortunately, they changed the rules.
Can't do that anymore. All right. And then on this day, the United States went to the polls to choose between George W. Bush and Al Gore in the year 2000. The outcome would not be known for more than a month. That's when we got the phrase hanging Chad. And that's when all the Chads in the world started running and hiding because they were doing that thinging, that hanging Chad thing. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We have a special guest come in studio that's going to blow your mind. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, get ready for some history.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Get a monthly car payment you can afford. At Pacific Marine Credit Union, you can get a loan for as low as 1.5% annual percentage rate for 60 months. For complete details, visit pmcu.com and save your green at Pacific Marine.
The real estate collapse that began in 2008 hurt a lot of hardworking people in San Diego, and some people are still feeling the effects to this day. We all now understand how important it is to have an experienced real estate professional on our team before making a decision to buy or sell a home. In San Diego, the stakes are too high for anything less. Nick Alamedine with Premier Homes is someone you can trust for advice about your real estate. Just call 858-455-6700 today for a free consultation and neighborhood analysis. That's 858-455-6700. 858-455-6700 to speak with real estate broker Nick Alamedine with Premier Homes, someone you can trust to help you with all your real estate needs in San Diego. 858-455-6700. That's 858-455-6700.
Kevin Davis here. As we're heading into the holiday season, there's a lot of great things going on at Monte Vista Village, aren't there, Tracy?
There is, Kevin. I have another invitation for your listeners who've been thinking of moving to a senior living community. They can join us Saturday, November 23rd as we celebrate Thanksgiving. Guests will enjoy roast turkey with pomegranate glaze, Waldorf ham, potatoes with caramelized onions, and much more. And you don't want to miss the pumpkin cinnamon pudding cake. It'll knock your socks off.
That sounds tasty.
Our event is held from 11:30 to 1:30, and this is a great way to meet our residents and take a tour of Monte Vista Village and see what I've been bragging about all this time. Please RSVP by November 20th to 619-465-1331. Come and join us for this complimentary event and see what your life could be like at Monte Vista Village.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick. And when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an owlbox made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
If you're looking for a successful career, Excalibur Roofing wants to talk with you. You can become part of the Excalibur Roofing team, which operates with a positive family atmosphere. We have positions now available for qualified installers and apprentices who must have a heart to serve others and an openness to learning new skills. You need to have a good driving record and 5 years in roofing or in construction, plus a good attitude. This is a full-time career with training, benefits, and exciting challenges every single day. If you're excited to be a part of San Diego's most trusted roofing company, then Excalibur Roofing Services has a position for you. Please call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 to apply, or go to excaliburroofing.com and fill out the contact us form on the website. Get your career on top of things with Excalibur Roofing today.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Better than Cleveland, that's all I can say. Okay, here we go. We got a couple things that we're doing. First of all, we're not going to give any more traffic updates for this segment. Why? I really can't see the freeway. Doesn't make any sense to do it. I will tell you, though, weather, it's beautiful. Why? There's no snow. That's it. It's all you got to know. In the studio with me today is Stu Headley and Joey Zovich, and these gentlemen are classic, legendary San Diego Christian Servicemen Center-oriented servants of the Lord. And they're helping our troops doing a lot of things, and not just feeding them, but maybe some really good old-fashioned knowledge as to the Lord Jesus Christ and the love the Lord has for these guys and these gals and the people that are involved. And so I want to welcome both of you to the studio. Thank you for stopping by the David Spoon Experience.
Thank you for having us.
Our pleasure.
All right, so let's do this. Now, some people don't know. I'm going to start off with Stu, and then I'm going to go bounce back and forth. Stu, just in case you don't know it, Stu has been around for a little while. And it's my understanding, Sue, and I just want to ask you a little bit about this, that you happened to be around December 7th, 1941, in a place called Hawaii. Is that correct?
That's correct.
You were actually at Pearl Harbor.
I sure was.
So, I've never met anybody in my life that has been there. And it just amazes me, and it kind of overwhelms me. That's like 72 years ago, like next month, right?
Right.
Okay, for those that don't know, December 7th, is Pearl Harbor Day. It's the day of remembrance for Pearl Harbor. What kind of experience was that? Was it just out of the blue and nobody knew what was going on? I mean, I know it's impossible to define it in a short radio show, but what was going through your mind when that stuff was happening?
I was a 20-year-old brat that grew up overnight.
Wow.
When the attack took place, I was getting ready to go ashore. And in the process, the officer of the deck sounded a wave fire and rescue party. He saw a fire over on Fort Island, not realizing we were under attack yet. So I went to my locker to get my hat to fall into quarters. And when I opened my locker, I got kicked right in the seat of the pants. Get to your battle station on the double. This is the real thing. And I'm wondering, what is he talking about, you know? I grabbed my hat and I went out on topside. Planes were diving all over the place like bees. And I dove under a gun tub. And our pilot, Lieutenant White, was under there shooting at planes with his .45. And I'm wondering, what kind of war is this? But I don't say anything because I'm a seaman first class. He's a lieutenant commander. And he said, "Son, where's your battle station?" And I pointed up to turret 3. "Get up there as fast as you can." So I went up the ladder And as I was going up the ladder, here come a plane down our port side. I could see the pilot, the co-pilot, radio man laughing like everything. And I got inside the turret. My job is gun pointer. That's to raise the gun up and down for the distance we're going to fire. Well, Crosland and I were the only two that manned the right gun. And we got into our position, and we could hear the machine gun bullets hitting the turret, and we felt the thud of a torpedo. And Crosland said, "Stu, let's see what's going on." So we took the sight cap off the periscope, and bam, there went the Arizona. And it was about 3 to 5 minutes later, there was an explosion in our turret. Only reason why I'm alive today, the shell was a dud. It
wow.
didn't explode.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing.
But it killed everybody in the left gun.
Wow.
It Commander Fushida, who planned the attack and carried it out, knew that they had to go through 5 inches of steel. So he was using armor-piercing shells rather than conventional bombs. And one of those shells dropped from a high-level bomber came down, and on top of the left gun is a catapult. I called it a slingshot. And we had two planes up there that morning. Normally, we only have one because we have them ready for emergency. And because of that, the gas tanks are always full. And the scout observation plane, which is a biplane, the top wing is the gas tank. And that shell hit the wing of that biplane. It exploded, burnt the plane to a crisp, split the catapult in half, came down through 5 inches of steel into the left gun, ruined the gun itself. But on top of these guns are a cylinder filled with glycerin. And the purpose is it's to keep the gun from oscillating when it fires. Dampening unit. Well, it hit that, split it open, and that's filled with glycerin. And that just flash fired and killed them all the fellas. But at the same time, the explosion was forceful enough that it blew a hatch right off 4 steel dogs. Past my legs, Crosland's legs, threw us both back 8 feet into the elevating screw. We picked ourselves up off the deck. Crosland says, "Stu, let's get out of here." Well, he didn't say it quite that nice.
Yeah.
And we made a beeline to go top deck and crawl out of the turret. Well, we were now on about a 15-degree list to port because we'd been hit now by 6 torpedoes. And I thought we were going to roll over. When we were standing there on the port side, the water was just below my kneecaps. And we watched the Oklahoma tip over. 12 minutes it took. And during that time, I didn't know it, but my commanding officer, Captain Benyon, had been mortally wounded, had his whole stomach tore out with a piece of shrapnel. And Dory Miller, who was his orderly that was on the bridge with him, why, he was going to try and get him down to sick bay, but he died in his arms. And Dory got a hold of a 50 caliber machine gun and started shooting. And so while we were standing there, Ensign Sears, our junior division officer, was screaming for us to get over on the Tennessee. Well, our lines were taut because we were starting to roll. What we didn't know was that there was a first lieutenant with 10 men going through the starboard side of the ship, opening all the sea valves to flood the compartments on the starboard side to counteract the flooding of the port, and the ship leveled up and went straight down in the mud. And when we were on the bottom, we were probably about, I would say about 8 to 10 feet below the Tennessee when we were sitting on the bottom. But before that, when we were watching the Oklahoma roll over and Ensign Sears was screaming for us to get over in the Tennessee, 5 young men that were jimmying across the line got machine gunned. So I told Crosby, "We're not going over any lines." He says, how are we going to get over there, Stu? I said, I don't know yet. But while we were watching the Oklahoma, I noticed these 5-inch 38 anti-aircraft guns that stuck out over the side. And I asked Cross, and I said, have you ever run down a railroad track? He said, what are you talking about? I said, did you ever walk down a rail? Well, yeah, when I was a kid. I said, you're going to do it today. He said, what are you talking about? I said, you see that gun barrel? We're going to go up in the Marine casemate. We're going to climb up on that gun, run across that barrel, and jump down in the Tennessee. He says, you go first. So I did. But I also told Crozen, if I don't get killed today, I'll live to see the end of this war. Stu, how can you say that? If you have the faith to believe it, you can do it. He says, I don't have that kind of faith. He was killed aboard the Honolulu in June of 42. I went all the way through World War II and the Korean War, never earned a Purple Heart, never got a scratch, which I thank the dear Lord for.
Yeah. Wow, what a great, great, great. That's just great. It's moving.
Yeah.
It's a moving story. I mean, you know, we talk about Pearl Harbor Day, which is December 7th, and November 11th is Veterans Day, which is honoring anybody that served in any capacity, not to be confused with Memorial Day. I wish people would stop confusing that. But you got the Veterans Day on November 11th and Pearl Harbor Day, which celebrates the life that the men gave in that process. Over 2,400 deaths, 1,100 wounded, 188 ships that were ripped apart or destroyed in some capacity. And you survived that by the grace of God.
Amen.
By the grace of God. And now, and what we're going to do, we're going to take a break and come back, and then we're going to kind of talk about what the cause is and what you guys are working on now. But I wanted people to hear, because when you hear a story like that, you're like going, whoa. Well, that's why we want you to stick around. I want you to hear what the cause is, what they're working on, what we're doing. We're going to come back with Stu and Joey and talk about what they're doing to help promote the gospel and to help people who've been in service and to honor them. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Do you realize that when you die, your income that your family depends on stops? This is James Johnson. The right amount of life insurance will replace your income and not leave a financial burden behind. The mortgage still needs to be paid. The bills still keep coming. I'm telling you, this is so important. Live life and enjoy it. But make sure you've planned for the future with life insurance. Call me at 800-400-9434. Even if you have a policy, make sure you have enough and you're not paying too much. 800-400-9434.
At Bethel Seminary, excellence is about more than leading a congregation. It's about living your beliefs. Join us for Bethel Preview Night on November 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. to learn how Bethel Seminary will prepare you for a lifetime of service to God, your community, and your church. To learn more or to register online, go to seminary.bethel.edu. Bethel Preview Night, November 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. Register at seminary.bethel.edu. Bethel Seminary, committed to excellence.
What can one person do? One person can potentially reach hundreds of illiterate people in India and change their lives forever with the good news of Jesus Christ through a talking Bible, an audio Bible in their own language. One person listening right now can give a talking Bible and help an evangelist reach a fishing village where they've never heard of Jesus, and he'll play God's word to the people there, resulting in hundreds who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. By being that one person who picks up the phone right now, you can literally change lives for eternity. The new and improved Talking Bible can be donated for just $35. Please call Talking Bibles with your one-time gift of $35 at 760-745-8105. That's 760-745-8105 or online at kprz.com. This work cannot be accomplished without your help. We need just one person to call right now. Is that one person you? Call 760-745-8105.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Did you notice that my voice cracked in the very beginning? That didn't sound very nice. Let's see. If you want to send us an email, send it to davidspoon at kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire. Okay, so just kind of stay with us in the process. Also, go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. There we go. All right, so we're here with Stu Headley and with Joey Zovich, and these gentlemen, if you heard Stu's story about being a survivor, that's kind of an understatement, at Pearl Harbor, and you heard that story, you were blessed. If you didn't hear that story, you need to be looking for the podcast because you're going to want to hear that story. But Stu and Joey have a purpose. There's something they're working on, something they're doing, and I want to talk to Joey and give him a chance to really talk about it and talk about the San Diego Christian Servicemen's Center. So talk to me about this, and this is, in a sense, we're looking to honor November 11th and December 7th, kind of in a combination. We're just getting ahead of everybody.
That's right.
So we're ahead of everybody. See, we're doing it beforehand. See, if you listen to David Spoon Experience, you get it ahead of time. Talk to me about what this is and what are these treasure bags and what is this process? What's going on?
Well, a treasure bag is a roughly a week's worth of groceries. We give it out to the families of our troops, military housing, and usually it'll have either beef, chicken, pork, fish, potatoes, carrots, enough stuff to make a meal for about a week. As long as they don't have any teenagers, I think they'll be fine. what we're going to be doing for Thanksgiving, we're going to give them a Thanksgiving feast. It's going to have at least a 10-pound turkey in there, a 5-pound bag of potatoes where they can make some fresh mashed potatoes with there, add a can of sweet potatoes, some green beans, corn, cranberry sauce, stuffing, gravy, pumpkin pie and topping, and we even threw in some eggnog.
Really? So now, who is the bag for? It's for people that are struggling and need some help and that they need to come in. Is it just for anybody as a gift? How does that work?
It's for anybody who's in the military. It's a first-come, first-served basis. We do it over at military housing. Usually one out of every five bags go to the families of the wounded warriors, but because we're doing 50 bags this time, we're going to up the ante on that a little bit and try to do 12 to 15.
Yeah, that's cool. All right. Now, let me ask you this. How do people touch base with this? How do people either get in contact with you? Let's say they want to participate or they want to help or they want to be a part of it. Is there something they can do? Is there a phone number they can call? Is there a website they can go to?
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
Anything like that where they're like, hey, I want to get involved with this. I want to see what this is about. What can they do?
Well, they can call us. Our phone number is 619-838-0644. They can also go on our website at www.sandiegochristianservicemenscenter.com, and there's a donation page there. It's safe and easy to donate, and any amount will help. Usually a treasure bag, we usually ask $35 for that.
Yeah, so this is feeding people, and it's taking care. It's taking care of one another, right?
Right.
You're taking care of the people that made it so that we can do something goofy like this.
Right.
Like have a radio show and have this opportunity because these freedoms are awesome. But if anybody thinks that these freedoms didn't cost blood, then you're either immature or just unknowing. And I'll assume you're unknowing and won't insult you and say you're immature. The point is, these are the kind of things that we do for one another, towards one another. That is what a lot of this is about. And as opposed to this being organized from some czarship,
right,
out of some place that nobody can figure out what's going on, or at least nobody knows how to run a website, then our theory of this is that let's just take care of one another. We know what we can do. This is a way to do it. So you can get in touch with Joey if you want to. You just call 619-838-0644, and that'll give you a chance to talk and get a little more information. Now, the website, that's a kind of a long URL, so I'm going to ask you a quick. It's San Diego Christian ServicemenCenter.com?
Correct.
So that's a long URL. That's a long one.
Long name.
That's a long name. All they got to do, also they could probably find the website, if they go type in San Diego Christian Servicemen Center, it would probably pop up as well.
Correct.
I would assume that as well. And you're doing this, and this is really, this one's gearing towards Thanksgiving, the one that we're talking about right here in this one?
Right.
And so this is a good opportunity. Start laying the groundwork now. Guess why? Because this is already the 7th. It is?
How did it get to be the 7th already? Well, I must have missed like a week or two, or I must have gone on vacation in my mind. Before you know it, it's going to be Thanksgiving, where most of us get to watch the Detroit Lions lose whenever they play. So it's like on Thanksgiving. So it's like it's a great coming up, just so many weeks. So let's participate. And you know what? It's stories like Stu told, and this is the kind of people that we're helping, right? And that's what we want to do.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the goal. Is there anything else that you guys want to say that we're not to communicate? I want to make sure that you guys feel like, you know, you have the opportunity to talk to the audience, and they're listening. So it's like, what else would you like to say?
You know, if somebody were to come to one of these treasure bags event and just to see what goes on, the event starts at 12 o'clock.
Okay.
And the Vons truck gets there anytime between 12 and 1, and the volunteers help put this together. But the people that are waiting for these food bags, they get there about 10. And they got some stories.
Yeah.
We have one lady here. She came to our banquet, and she says, I want to thank you for this program. She's talking about the Treasure Bag program. I'm thankful for all you do and grateful. God bless you and for your thank you for your prayers. And we've had another couple come, and she volunteers, and she had a problem with her marriage. And I says, well, you know, let's kind of, you know, see what we can do. We'll pray for you. And I got a chance to talk to her husband that says, hey, you know, guy, you ever make a spaghetti sauce? He goes, what do you mean? I says, you know, when you make spaghetti sauce, you got to pay attention to it. Or it burns. I think he finally got it.
That's good. That's good for everybody, man. Are you kidding? That's good for everybody and everybody's relationship with the Lord. Everybody.
Absolutely.
You got to pay attention to the sauce, dude. Yeah. You got to pay attention to the sauce, dudette. I mean, that's just important.
Yeah. And, you know, they came to the banquet and, you know, you couldn't tell that they were having problems. They were smiling.
That's
they were
good.
Having a good old time.
Good for you guys. That's good. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you for coming into the studio. I appreciate it. Thank you for taking the time and telling us your stories. And we're gonna hopefully, as an audience, be able to support and strengthen and help you push the cause further and further ahead. That's our goal here. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. And before you know it, I'm coming back. I got a DDD. We got to talk about the fact that there's a few misses in Christmas. We're going to talk about the misses in Christmas. We'll explain that in a little while. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. And I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ. 12:10 a.m. in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 12:10 a.m. KPRZ.